Now, world first research into dementia and Alzheimer's disease has borne fruitful results for a duo of scientists at Macquarie University who have developed a new treatment that has successfully reversed the full effect of memory loss in a study of mice diagnosed with advanced stages of the disease. Now, dementia is currently the leading cause of death in women and the second leading cause of death of all Australians, making this breakthrough truly monumental. To tell us more about this research and its real-world applications is Professor Lars Ittner, the Director of Dementia Research Centre and Professor in the Department of Biomedical Sciences at Macquarie University. Good morning, Lars.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, this is a really amazing breakthrough, which you and your brother, I understand, made. Can you explain for our listeners like how exactly you developed this treatment?
So this all started when we, now a few years back in 2016, found an enzyme activity in the brain. So in every normal brain, that is a protective mechanism against those processes that happen in Alzheimer's disease. What we also found that, unfortunately, when you develop the disease, is that this enzyme activity is lost. And we then came up with the idea to use a modern technique of gene therapy to bring the enzyme activity back into brains that are affected by Alzheimer's disease to see if we can stop the disease. And we did this using mice that that have been genetically altered to develop the human Alzheimer's disease. And then, when we analyzed them for their memory performance after we treated them, when they already had advanced stages of the disease, we found that it not only stopped the progression of the disease, but it reverted their ability to learn again.
And how does this research moment, why is it important? What does it mean for what you'll be doing in the future with dementia research?
So the first thing is that there is, for Alzheimer's disease, is at the moment no effective treatment that addresses the underlying problem of neurodegeneration. And so the hunt is out there for an effective treatment. And most of those are designed to either prevent the disease or to stop the disease progression. But we set out with a slightly different scenario because the more likely encounter in the clinic is that a patient sees a doctor when they have already problems or when their relatives realize that their memory is declining. And at this stage, as a preventive therapy wouldn't help much. And stopping the disease is not that satisfactory.
Is that because it's already progressed quite a bit?
Yeah, the reality is when the symptoms become such that they are recognizable, the disease has already progressed for about 20 years.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were really after exploiting a natural protective mechanism of the brain to hopefully reverse some of the deficits that we see in the disease.
Now, this success that you've had has been with using mice. What's the next step forward to reaching the end goal of clinical trials with humans?
Yeah. So for this particular project, we have conducted a lot of experiments in animals, including also safety studies. So, in fact, the next step is to do clinical trials to look at tolerability of the treatment in a small population of humans and before then going to larger clinical trials.
And I do have to ask, you made this this success with your brother as well. What was that like when you got the results? Was it like an aha moment?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a pretty unique situation that we have the you know the that I'm so fortunate that I can work with my brother. And well, I remember vividly when we saw the first data that would point to a reversal of memory deficits. That was quite a moment for us, but also meant for us that the real work is going to start right now, because we needed to understand why this is the case.
Absolutely. There's heaps of work ahead, but definitely a proud family moment, I can imagine. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.